Chapter 8. The FBI Interrogation. When they arrived at the hospital, Reggie stayed in the waiting room as Mark went to Ricky's room. Dr. Greenway was waiting for him outside the room. "Ricky's just woken up," he said.
"Great. How is he?"
said Mark, nervously adding,
"Has he said anything?"
"He hasn't spoken yet, but he recognizes your mother," Greenway said. "The FBI agent is downstairs. I'll go with you and explain to him that your mother has to stay with Ricky."
"You don't have to," Mark said. "I've got a lawyer. Her name is Reggie Love."
"How did you find a lawyer?" Dr. Greenway asked, looking shocked.
"It's a long story," Mark said.
"Well, your mother really can't leave Ricky now," Dr. Greenway said slowly. "I'll just tell the agent that you'll speak to him another day."
"No, it's okay," Mark insisted.
He was starting to feel less frightened.
"My lawyer and I are ready to meet the agent. Where do we go?"
Dr. Greenway wasn't sure if he was doing the right thing, but he told Mark the room number, and Mark went to get Reggie. Hearing that Diane couldn't come to the meeting, Reggie made a quick decision. She had seen an empty room nearby, and she took Mark in there and closed the door. From her bag, she took a small tape recorder attached to a belt. "Pull up your shirt," she said. "We're going to record the conversation. You're going in alone."
"What?"
Mark said, shocked.
"Pull up your shirt," Reggie insisted.
As Reggie put the belt around his waist, she explained, "The FBI mustn't question a child unless a parent is in the room. I want to find out if this agent obeys the law."
"What should I say?"
Mark asked nervously.
"You don't have to say anything," said Reggie,
"and you don't have to stay in the room for long. Whenever you want to leave, say you have to go to the restroom. I'll be waiting for you." They went downstairs and found the room. The door was closed.
"I'm scared," Mark said quietly.
"I'll be right here," Reggie said. She put her hand under his shirt and pushed the record button on the tape recorder. Mark opened the door and walked in.
"You must be Mark," Truman said, and then introduced himself. "Please sit down."
Mark sat down across the table.
"Where's your mother?" asked Truman. "I thought she'd be here."
"She has to stay with my brother," said Mark.
"Well, that's okay," said Truman. "I just want to ask you a couple of questions about what happened yesterday."
"Do I need a lawyer?" Mark asked.
Truman laughed and said, "No, you don't need a lawyer. In fact, it's best to avoid lawyers. They cause trouble. Now, was Clifford dead when you first saw him?"
Mark said,
"Wait, what if I don't answer your questions?"
Truman was becoming angry.
"Mark, do you know what obstruction of justice is?" he asked severely. "It's when someone with information about a crime doesn't tell it to the police or the FBI. You can go to prison for that."
"I have to go to the restroom," Mark said.
"Okay, but come back immediately," Truman said. He wanted Mark to tell him what he was waiting to hear.
Just as she had promised, Reggie was waiting for Mark outside. Taking the tape recorder from him, Reggie told him to return to his brother's room while she went into an empty room and listened to the recording. Then she walked back to the room where the agent was waiting, opened the door, and announced,
"I'm Reggie Love, Mark Sway's lawyer. I'd like to see your identification."
Shocked, Truman showed her his FBI badge, and Reggie wrote down his name.
"Did you attempt to question Mark even though his mother wasn't with him?" asked Reggie.
"No," lied Truman.
He says you did, Reggie said. Did he ask you if he needed a lawyer?
No. Well, yeah. Maybe, Truman said.
He says you advised him to avoid lawyers, Reggie said.
He's lying, Truman said.
Reggie took the tape out of her bag and smiled. No, he's not. It's all here, she said.
I'm sorry. I know that it was wrong of me to talk to the kid without his mother, said Truman, but there's evidence that he was in Clifford's car before the man killed himself. I just want to know what Clifford told him.
I'll speak to Mark, said Reggie. Come to my office at 3 o'clock.
She gave him her address and returned the tape to her bag.
If you try to question Mark without either his mother or me, I'll send this tape to your boss, she said.
Truman suddenly remembered Faltrig and Fink. He knew that they would also want to attend the meeting. The district attorney and assistant district attorney from New Orleans are in Memphis, Truman began.
Bring them too, Reggie interrupted, and left the room.